Bicycle Music Festival coming this weekend right here.
Hey, Caitlin. Thanks for joining us again on Butte Views and Beyond. Caitlin Dalby, she is the executive director of the Butte Environmental Council. And you guys got a fun event coming up.
Yeah, we do. Thanks for having me on, Ray. This Saturday on the 30th is the Chico Bicycle Music Festival. It's the 13th annual year of doing this. We're back in pretty much full force from pre-COVID times. We had the event last year live streamed, so very much smaller event. So this is my first year here with Beck putting it on at this caliber. It's coming together and it's really exciting.
Oh, wow. I know. It's a big deal, and it's pretty popular, and people love it.
I can say that on social media, this is the most response I've gotten on an event, or that we've gotten on an event since I've started. So I'm really excited to see the turnout. I think everybody's just really excited to get out there for a full day of music and vendors and food and beverages and games and swag and bike drawing and all the good stuff. So we're really excited to be back.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I remember when it first started and you'd be like downtown and here would come like this music parade of bicycles and there was a funky little stage and people were performing on it. Then they would stop at somebody's front porch and then there'd be a band set up there. It was really wild. I mean, it's such a cool idea. And 13 years, huh?
It's really— Yeah, exactly. Beck's been in charge for the last 5 or 6 years or so. I'm waiting for somebody to call me out on that because I haven't looked it up yet. I just know that Beck has been like fully in charge just in the last few years of it. But I haven't, I don't remember the number off the top of my head. But yeah, this year it's going to be really similar to that. We're starting downtown in the Discovery Shop parking lot. Across from Farmers Market at 11 o'clock, we'll have the Sunfollowers playing to kind of get us in the grooving mood. And then we plan on hopping on bikes, and Tito with Thunderlump will be playing live on bike. So he'll have the wireless system set up, and hopefully everybody with their weirdest bikes and costumes and whatever else, however else you want to, you know, keep Chico weird. Right.
Yeah.
To ride along with the music. And we're not going to do any stops this year along the way, just because we are kind of building our capacity back out. So sure. We're going to probably meander a little bit on the way to the end of Normal Street at 2500 Estes Road, which is where the full festival will kick off, probably just right after noon. And then roll on through with two stages and 11 different performances up until about 8 o'clock. So it's going to be a long, hot, but very fun day. I'm encouraging everybody to make sure you bring your refillable container for water. We'll have water there. We'll sell some beverages of different varieties. Have some misting stations to hopefully keep people cool enough, and bring your shade. You know, if you really want to pack it in and stay all day, bring your picnic stuff, lay out a little blanket, have a little canopy or an umbrella, and stay cool. Yeah. but enjoy the day.
Yeah, perfect. And then, you know, we know how to handle it. You know, it's kind of funny, the heat's always a shock, but then you get like a cool day like yesterday. The last couple of days have been like,
it's not so bad.
Yeah, all of a sudden 102 is like, it's only 102.
Last week the forecast for Saturday said 105, and I was like, oh no, and now it says 104. I'm like, all right, we got a whole degree back. Yesterday, the other day, it was 99 outside. I was like, wow, it's not even that bad out. And that's crazy for me because I'm a total mountain person. Like, give me the 70 to low 80 degree weather all day. Keep my house in the 60s and I'm happy. So, no, everybody's used to it and everybody's responsible. I, you know, want to make sure that everybody's being safe for themselves and being responsible for themselves. And I encourage, you know, lots of water and just being smart about what you're consuming when you're in the heat that day and how much sunshine you're taking in.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you can pick up little umbrellas very inexpensively around, and then, you know, I've got a couple in my garage I've had for years, and, you know, lay a blanket down. It's nice and low so it doesn't obstruct people's view and catch a little shade. You just got, just be smart about it. And
exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll have some artist vendors there, people with crochet goods, you know, pottery, jewelry makers. So everybody, you know, people trying to just get into the festival feel. Some of our nonprofit partners like Stonewall, Sixth Street Center for the Youth, Northern Valley Harm Reduction, they'll be out there with information and selling merch, you know, just trying to be all into the community. So we're excited to have that. Clean Canteen is going to have their hydration station. Sierra Nevada and La Roca are sponsors and are providing beverage options. Of course, Butte Environmental Council will be out there and front and center. And then we're still confirming our food trucks, but we have a variety signed up. So we're excited to be able to offer a variety of food, as well as some sweet water shaved ice. So that'll be nice. Cotton candy from Spun Organic Cotton Candy. And yeah, parking for cars, but we really encourage bikes, of course. Chico Bike Valet will be there, or sorry, Chico Velo's Bike Valet will be there parking bikes for folks too. And we'll be taking tips for the bands to compensate our artists. And yeah, I don't know, just bring out your festive mood, and you know, however we want to do it, we'll lay it down.
Yeah, for sure. And if you've never been, you know, some people might be, I mean, I feel like sometimes we take things for granted, like, oh yeah, end of Normal Street, like everybody's been out to Greg's place and seen, you know, because he's done, there's a lot of events that happen there, you know, the Blue Room does their big event, and KCFR has done a number of events, other places have used it for fundraisers, but it's pretty simple. Just go to Normal and go north.
South. South. Go south. Don't come north. You'll end up in the opposite direction. Yeah, no. Yeah, get on Normal and go south. South.
And go south, and it turns into Estuarts Road, and this little railroad tracks. Just follow it. Just keep following it. Take that right turn, and it's really, really beautiful spot back there. And it's
a couple little curves, and
yeah. I don't know how many acres. It's probably, what, 30 acres or something? It's a right up to the orchard there, and it's great. It's a great space, and be respectful, and you'll definitely want to spend the day, and it's a super easy bike ride.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And my first time out there was for the butcher shop years ago, and I had no idea. I hopped in the car with some friends, teacher friends of mine at the time, and I'm like, what is this? Where am I? But it's like it transforms into this like really cool vibe, and yeah, it's great out there. And Greg's great. He's always so generous hosting us, and he does all of his own property management to make sure that, you know, it's safe, it's fire safe, obviously no fires or smoking out there, but you know, keep getting all the weeds knocked down and the dust settled. Like, he does all of that for, you know, just to be cool.
he really is. He's a real community asset. He's an under the radar kind of guy. That's what he likes.
Yeah, he is.
I get the vibe, I get it.
Yeah.
But it's transformed. It's like all of a sudden you're in Chico, and then, you know, and you're over there by kind of Diamond Match in that area, and it's really tree lined because they put those trees up years and years. So it's kind of all of a sudden you're in this like shade tunnel, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm like at a festival. How did this happen?
Exactly. Like, where is this? How did I get here?
You're like 20 minutes off of Esplanade, but it feels like you're an hour away.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention Pedal Press is going to be there doing live t-shirt printing. And I'm really excited about that. So, you know, it's all in the spirit of sustainability. I didn't even mention, for those of you who don't know about this event, it's pedal powered. So one of our stage will be powered by bicycle generators. So it's really like taking this bicycle thing theme to heart. But yeah, Pedal Press has their screen printing on two different bikes, and they will be there with their live screen printing. And so if you want to bring a shirt to print, it'll be $8. We also have t-shirts that were donated by some local thrift shops, the thrifted shirts, again, sustainability, you know, for $12. And now you can do either a black design or a white design. We have our Bicycle Music Festival logo slightly updated this year. So we're really excited to have those shirts printed right there next to the stage as the music is playing. So that's going to be really fun too.
Right on. And is this, Is there a fee? Is this open to the public? How does this work?
It's totally free. Parking's free. Entry's free. We're just looking for donations here and there for, you know, a good time. And
a
bike raffle. We're going to be raffling off some prizes that were donated from Mountain Sports donated swag bag. Some dinner, and then Green Line Cycle every year donates a bike for us to raffle off. So we just solidified what bike we're getting, and we'll be putting that on our social media this week. So come enter the raffle for that. Green Line for that is a sponsor. KZFR is a sponsor. Chico News and Review is a sponsor. I've already mentioned most of our other ones. Explore Butte County is a sponsor, really generous.
Hi, Carolyn. Good for you, girl.
Yeah. And they'll be there, too. They're actually going to join us with some bike safety swag downtown, and then they'll have a booth at the festival location. And a Members First Credit Union throws some money in there for us, too. So. It all helps. It's a lot of staff time it's just a lot to get this program up and running. So all the support that we get, really just it's all that grassroots fundraising between businesses and individuals that makes this event happen and keeps it free.
All these people, it's like, oh yeah, we know all these guys. It's all the cool kids, you know,
exactly.
It's the people that get it. And, you know, that's what community is about. And that's the beauty of Butte County and just this whole area in general. You know, it's hard to just say like, oh, it's Chico, you know, it's this true north kind of vibe going on where everybody's just, people get it. I mean, if you get it, get it. If you don't, you don't. And
exactly. And it really calls back to that small town, you know, small town neighborly vibe. Like you just all, you know, pitch in and get to enjoy living life together, you know, as a community. So I love that aspect of it too.
Yeah. Come out and celebrate and meet like-minded people. And again, if you've never been, it's a blast and it's not that big a deal. And if you need to leave for a couple hours, you can, and then come back. I mean, that's the other thing too. It's kind of like, so it's cool that it's going into the evening, you know, right around that kind of magic velvety golden hours. You know, I love that right before sunset. The light changes and you feel the cool down. It's like, we made it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll really be feeling that. The home stretch. We just have to clean up. Well, and then we'll be good to go.
All the events I've done, and I've done a few, I'm always like, I just focus on the home stretch, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, we got time for one more. I'm like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on.
Yeah. And then we have a few other events coming up too. We're going to be doing a water justice forum the last Wednesday of August. I think it's the last day of August, the 31st. We haven't pinned a location for that yet, but we're going to have some really awesome speakers. So just stay tuned to our social media and website for that. That's where we have a panelist of experts talking on a particular topic, bringing their perspective, and then the audience getting to participate and come up with solutions and what we can do to make things better. And then the cleanup is in September, our annual Bidwell Park and Chico Creeks cleanup that we get, you know, we've been getting about 20 tons of waste out of our parks and creeks each year the last few years. So that's coming up, and our registration for that's already open for volunteers. We always aim for over 500 volunteers, and we usually land right around there or more. So we're really excited to have that back again. That's September 17th, and that will be our 35th annual.
I see that.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool. We'll be doing a volunteer appreciation event at the end of that day after we do 5 hours of cleanup time. So be on the lookout for more information rolling out about that and how to register for the annual cleanup. And that's another really fun Butte Environmental Council hosted community event.
Right on. And all this info is at becknet.org. Pretty simple. BECNET, becknet.org.
Yep.
Right on. You guys are crushing it. And, you know, you got a big event coming on, on the 30th on Saturday. That's awesome. Should we go through the band lineup quick for what it's worth?
Yeah, absolutely. So I already mentioned Sun Followers will be downtown. Tito with Thunder Lump will be live on bike. And then at the event specifically, the lineup. I have like the bands, but I want to give the order. So the order, the lineup order is, once we get to the end of Normal, Sweaty Manchego is going to kick us off, followed by Foxy Jeff at 1, Tight Knots, Sons of Jefferson, Thunderlump with the full band, Zetito plus his, the rest of his folks, will be on at 3, Ronnie Jean. After that, Ants in My Eyes, Samaria, I think I might be saying that one wrong, sorry, Viking Skate Country, XDS, and then to close us out will be Blue Egyptian starting at 7:30.
Right on. That's, you guys got it.
I think so. Huge shout out to Kevin Killian for arranging the music and doing all the production. If you guys don't know Kevin, hire him. That guy, he's a hard worker and he has a passion for it.
All right on. We'll have to talk. All righty. Well, again, thank you. Chico Bicycle Musical Festival, Saturday, July 30th, kicks off at 11 o'clock at the Farmers Market downtown at the Discovery Shop parking lot. And then goes to the end of Normal about noon, 12:15.
Yep.
And rocks on until 8 o'clock. All details at becknet.org, as well as registration for the cleanup in September. So get involved, get out there, and have some fun, and drink a lot of water.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Ray.
All righty, take care.
You too. Bye. Bye.
All righty, we're going to take a little musical break, and we'll be right back on Butte Views and Beyond. Bass Maniac, Doug Jones right there with the Claw on Butte Views and Beyond. And let's kick off our next interview here with, I'll let them introduce themselves.
I would like to welcome back Victoria Anton, the Executive Administrator at Feather River Parks and Recreation District. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me.
So you guys, for years, have done a concert in the park series, kind of similar to a lot of different municipalities and areas, but you did a little pivot this year, and you decided to move it to a more weather-friendly time of year.
Yes, we did. So we've had the summer concerts in the park for many, many years, and we decided this year to change the schedule and to actually double the series in size. So we did an 8-week series in spring when the weather was way more comfortable. And then this fall, we're going to be doing a 7-week series instead of doing the summer, you know, events, because the heat is just killer. You know, it's just not ideal. And we have beautiful spring, beautiful fall weather. So we're really excited to be hosting our first fall series this year.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's a great move. It is, you know, I mean, sometimes you get lucky and it's like, oh, it's only 97, or you get a cloud or two, but often it's, it kind of hurts the whole event, I think. You know, people are just like, look, it's 106 out. I'm kind of done for the day, you know? So I think it's a great move. And plus, you're in a beautiful location.
Yes, we are at the big amphitheater at Riverbend Park. A beautiful location right along the Feather River. And one of the great things about having our fall series is that we are going to add an element that kind of highlights the fall run of the Chinook salmon on the Feather River. So we do have an ADA access trail that goes along the Feather River that people can explore and actually view the salmon themselves. We also have a beach that people can walk right up to the shoreline as well. And this year's concert series in the fall is going to be similar to the spring, as we're going to have artists out there, vendors, food trucks, and of course the bands. But we're adding this extra element with the river, and that is we're going to partner with the Four Bay Aquatic Center and offer salmon tours. So they're going to offer kayak salmon tours on the river. You pay a flat rate. They take care of your shuttle. They take care of your safety equipment. They take care of your kayak. And it's all kind of braided into the event. So there's timing to where you can do your kayak tour and then you land back at Riverbend Park for the concert. So it's really exciting to add those extra elements in and to really spotlight the fall run on the Feather River, which is so special.
Oh, yeah, that is fabulous that you guys are doing that. And then this is going to be on what night is this going to be?
So these are going to be on Saturday afternoons.
Saturday afternoons, okay.
The events are going to take place from 2 to 6, but the salmon tours are going to happen all day. So you can pick various different times. And the Four Bay Aquatic Center will have those registration options on their website as we get closer to the event date.
Yeah, I think I think a lot of them are operated too. Those guys, I just talked to Brad the other day. He sounds like they're rocking. That is so cool that you can go there, you can hike along the river, and then you can actually go in the river and kayak and then end up at the concert. And there's food and all this other stuff waiting for you.
Yeah, there's food. There's actually even a little beer garden that's helping with fundraising for a local veterans group. So if you'd like a nice refreshment with your food and while you're enjoying the band, we appreciate all contributions to the group. And one other element that we are also going to be doing is we are going to be offering guided tours along the Feather River Trail as well. We don't have the times yet, but we are going to be organizing some educational tours where people can walk with a guide that's going to explain a little bit more about the salmon spawning in the Feather River itself and some of the history of Orrville. So that's really exciting. We're really happy to build onto this event and hopefully attract people from Chico and Paradise and, you know, come on over to Orrville and get to know us better, learn what we have to offer and explore.
Yeah, it's such a gem. And the river is so accessible. I mean, it's right there. And there's all this public access to it. And you can go to the fish hatchery and check out the fish hatchery. So there's just so many ways. You know, if you're going to do a salmon tour, which launches from the fish hatchery, go 90 minutes early and check out the hatchery. It's amazing, especially when they open the fish ladder. I mean, it's just mind blowing. So what's the schedule of the concerts? What dates are we talking?
So the dates are Saturday afternoons, and that's 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And they are going to be on September 10th through October 22nd.
October 22nd, okay. And are you still booking bands and those kind of things?
I'm sorry, what was that, Ray?
Are you still booking bands, or do you have a schedule set?
We almost have a schedule set. So we're hoping to have that released by August 1st on our social media outlets and our website. But we're almost finished building the schedule as we speak. So that will be coming out shortly.
All right, cool. Because I'm going to make a plan for one of these Saturday runs in October. That sounds too much fun. And the schedule, all that will be on your website. Why don't you give the Feather River Parks and Rec District website?
Yes, everything will be listed on our website, which is www.frrpd.com. You can also follow us on Facebook for updates. And if you're interested in being a vendor, or if you're a local artist and you want to showcase your work, we have vendor applications available on our website as well. If you want to participate in one event, or if you want to participate in all seven, those options are still open. So, and we would love local talented artists to come and join us. I think it's going to be a really great series.
I do too. You guys are really, I mean, you really up the ante on it. You know, a lot of times it's just, oh, you know, there's a band playing in the park. But the amazing thing about Riverbend Park that I'm not sure if people totally understand, when you're driving down Highway 70 and you go across and you look to your right and you see the Four Bay Aquatic Center, and then you come down, it's like you're crossing the river right there. That's where it's happening. You see the soccer fields, you know, you see all that stuff. You can go, there's no charge. There's tons of parking. There's beautiful remodeled playground and bathrooms. There's a swimming beach. You can kayak, you can float, you can be on your raft. You can mountain bike. It's just, you know, there's just so many options that are happening around it that's so cool. And adding the beer garden, the salmon tours with the aquatic center, and also the time, you know, Saturday afternoon. That's it. You can get some stuff done in the morning. You still go out Saturday night, and you can have a fun kickback afternoon right there.
Yep, it's going to be great. And don't forget to bring your four-legged friend. Riverbend Park is pet friendly, and we welcome all dogs as long as they're leashed. And it's a really big open space for them to enjoy.
Yeah, that's true. It is huge. I mean, you got acres and acres of grass and soccer fields. It's pretty amazing. Very cool. Well, Victoria, thank you for joining us this morning. I know you got to get to work, and so do I. And I appreciate it. And this is going to be great. When the schedule gets up, holler at me and we'll get it up on a couple of sites.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope to see everybody out there at Riverbend Park this fall.
Yeah, I can't wait. The Concert in the Park series, it's going to start on September 10th and run through October 22nd, Saturday afternoons, 2 to 6, Riverbend Park in Oroville. All righty. Take care, Victoria.
Bye, Ray.
You are tuned to, listener-supported, KZFR 90.1, KZFR Chico, worldwide at KZFR.org. You're listening to Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray. We'll take a little music break here, and we'll be back with a couple more interviews, kind of cooling off. It's Thursday Night Market downtown if you're out heading out. Shadows are getting long. It's cooling down. Should be a nice time out there tonight. Little vinyl here on Butte Views and Beyond. A Gross Polluter, way back when, Flea Market was the name of the release, right here on Butte Views and Beyond. Welcome a new guest to our show. Some important information that really, really doing great work in the community.
I would like to introduce Colleen Phipps, who is the president of the National Alliance on mental illness in Butte County. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, I'm really glad to be here. I'm pretty excited to be able to reach out to the community and tell you a little bit about what we are. Sometimes I find out people haven't heard of NAMI, and I get very, I want to open this up to everybody in the community.
Yeah, perfect. I'll tell you what, I fell into that category, and I was like, okay, I need to talk to you guys. Why don't you tell us a little about the organization and the kind of things you do?
Well, about 25 years ago, my husband and I got NAMI going here in Butte County. Some people say NAMI, I say NAMI, whatever. And because of one of our sons had a mental illness, and it exasperated and led to a lot of disruption and tragedy and a lot of difficult things in our life. And it caused us to have this passion to help others learn about mental illness, educate ourselves, and educate others. Because we found out that the more we educated ourselves, the more we were able to understand. And that helps both the person who has an illness and the family members. So we're here to educate the community. And some of the things we do are, we have like a family-to-family 8-week course that is once a week for two hours a week that helps family members learning how to cope and how to best help their loved one. And then we also have a peer-to-peer education course. That's 8 weeks, 2 hours a week. And that educates people who have an illness on how to deal with it, learn triggers that might come up. And so these are very helpful educational programs. We also have support groups. Our support groups are once a month for 2 hours each. We have a family support group, which is the first Tuesday of every month. And then we have a connections recovery support group, which is once a month, the fourth Monday of every month. Now, all of this can be found on our website, which is NAMIButteCounty.org. Also, a lot of other good information there that is helpful. I haven't got the 988 call up there yet, but have you heard about the new 988 call? It's a new countrywide phone call for suicide.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I saw that on the news.
Yes, and so we're really excited about that. There's 200 call centers across the United States. The closest one for us is Yolo County. And when people call there in crisis, they get referred to Butte County. And so that's our closest one. But that's a very helpful number. You don't have to know this long, number to call when you're in a crisis.
I agree. It's something very needed as well.
And then an exciting thing for us right now is we have an event coming up August 7th. And this is a regional Northern California NAMI town hall. And this is mental health and wellness. What works, what doesn't. It's going to be Sunday, August 7th, at the Elks Lodge.
Okay.
From 1 to 4. And you can join come in person, or we will also have it on Zoom.
On Zoom, and that'll be linked on your website?
That's also on the website, yes.
Okay, and that's NAMI, NAMI,
right.
ButteCounty.org.
Yes.
Perfect.
And then this is going to be kind of an exciting town hall. We're going to have three sets of families and their loved ones, and they're going to speak about how they first found out they had an illness and how did their family members help them. And in what way. We're also going to have a breakout session for the audience to get together to come up with some questions for professionals. These professionals will be on a panel from 3 to 4. Example, the director of Buchanan Behavioral Health, a psychiatrist from Enloe Behavioral Health, Board of Supervisor, CHAT, Jesus Center, Police Department.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good, well-rounded event. So please find that on our website, and you can register for free there.
And that's going to be on Sunday, August 7th, 1 yeah. to 4 at the Chico yeah. Elks Club, right there on Manzanita, kind of off of that traffic circle by Upper Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very great. And it's great you're getting participation from all these, from the, you know, Board of Supervisors yeah. and Police Department and Public Health. And it's, you know, it's such an encompassing situation that it involves everyone.
Yes. Well, you know, example, you know, one of the good things about a lot of things that have been happening is we want to focus on, there are a lot of good things that have been happening in our community. One huge one for me is the crisis intervention team training.
Yes.
That Chico Police did with their officers. I mean, that's a wonderful step in helping to avert any tragedies.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. And, you know, the more training, I mean, people don't realize that, you know, the police get called to situations that it's not always appropriate, and they're put in a very awkward and difficult situation. So to get some kind of counseling out there with them and get them more training is paramount.
Well, you know, it's funny because when this first happened to us, we didn't know how to handle it, how to treat our loved one who's in a psychosis. I mean, the first reaction, of course, is, what are you talking about? Stop. Well, you know what? They can't stop.
Right.
They're unable to. And learning about that and understanding things like standing back a foot or two or talking quietly, how mm-hmm. what a huge difference that can make to a person in crisis.
Yes.
So those kinds of things are, and I just love the fact that we have so many community members now are getting together and cooperating together. Because it used to be 20 years ago, you know, this agency didn't know what the other agency was doing. And so we didn't have much of a well-rounded community. And I'm feeling it's getting so much better. And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And just the awareness in itself. And again, you know, when something like this is happening and everybody's a little panicky and in crisis, it's so important to just, like I said, de-escalate, take a step back, calm it down. Let's not make crazy decisions. Let's slow everything down and work our way through it.
And if you're not educated knowing those kinds of things, it's your natural reaction is totally different.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's very true. And this affects everyone. I don't think there's a family that isn't touched by this in one way or the other, whether they realize it or not. So it's, you know, it's just a really important thing, and everybody needs to have this awareness, whether you're waiting for the bus or you know, wherever you are in life, these situations are important to have.
Yeah, I know. I recall when this first was happening to us, I tended to want to tell everybody. I just wanted to speak out all the time because it was such a closed type of thing. And the more I spoke out, the more I found out that the person in the grocery line was also going through something. As I, you know, I just, it's keeping us all saying, you know, this is not a stigma. This is okay to have this happening. Let's just figure out what to do, you know? It's okay that somebody's having a mental health issue. It's okay. Let's just figure out how best to go about helping that person and us who are family members.
Right. You know? Yeah, no, exactly. And the idea of it's just a part of life. It's a normal right. part of life.
And it has always been.
Yes, has always been. And it's always been shut away and locked up.
That's right. So I'm really glad to have the opportunity to bring this to Kay Zephyr and to reach out to your audience to help more people become more aware and to let you know about NAMI and what we do. Have people reach out to us. Let us help and educate you, you know, because that's what we're here for.
Yeah, well, thank you. And the work that you guys have started and have been doing now for over 25 years, is that right?
Yes, 1996.
Wow. That's, again, that's such an important pillar in the community. And, you know, as you'd mentioned, that a lot has changed in 25 years.
Yeah.
And the fact that we are able to talk and people understand that it's not this, this faraway concept. And it touches everyone. Let's do a little quick recap. Sure. More information at your website. It's the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and the acronym is NAMI, NAMIButteCounty.org. So it's NAMIButteCounty.org. And then you guys are hosting a regional town hall on August 7th at the Chico Elks Lodge from 1 to 4 p.m. It's live in person or online at your website, NAMIButteCounty.org. Did I get that right?
Excellent.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And again, hats off to everybody that is involved in this. And there's, like you said, there's ways to make this a manageable situation. And I'm glad to see that you guys are doing this and we're heading in that direction.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
All righty. We'll take a little music break and be back for our final interview of the evening here on Butte Views and Beyond. None other than Professor Longhair cutting out here on Butte Views and Beyond. Let's get ready for our final interview of the evening, and then it will be peanut butter and jelly time.
I'd like to welcome Forrest Melton to Butte Views and Beyond. Welcome, Forrest.
Hey there. Happy afternoon.
So Forrest is the owner of Blue Sky Festival and Events, and he's done a number of events here in Chico in the last few years, kind of post-COVID. And you guys have Summerfest coming up on August 20th.
We're really excited. It's the second go-round of Summerfest, so we're excited to kick it off.
Yeah, it's going to be, it sounds like it's going to be a big fun day of music out at the beautiful historic Patrick Ranch just south of town.
Yeah, every time I go out there with the shade trees and the green grass and just the nostalgia of the farmland and the agriculture, it's a beautiful place to spend a day for sure.
Yeah, yeah, nice facility. They hosted a number of events out there for years. The Nut Festival is out there as well. And
right.
Our KZFR listeners are real familiar with it. We've done some things out there. So tell us about Summerfest and what you guys got cooking. I know we got a little surprise in there.
Yeah, so Summerfest is basically what we call it is like celebrating all things summer. So one of the in addition to the music that we bring in, we just want people to come out and play. So, you know, we've got two different stages, one sponsored by KZFR, the other one, our other stage. We'll talk about the music, but the theme is just come out and enjoy yourself. You know, if it's all about music, come dance, come be in your lawn chair. If you want to play, we got ping pong tables, we got gambling tables, we got cornhole competitions, we got just ladder ball and bocce ball and inflatables for the kids and just a wide variety of activities to do all day long, including, like, I got a group out there that's going to be brewing beer. So there's actually craft beer being made out there. So just fun things for you to do.
A real participation-friendly kind of event.
Yeah, like interactive. Like even a lot of the – what I try to get the vendors to do is if they're selling something, make it, create it, do it there, paint it there, show the way it works, something so that you're not just buying something from a local vendor. You're seeing what they do to actually have it work.
Right, understanding the craftsmanship and the artistry of it.
Yeah. And we did that for Chico Spring Jam also. And people, Chico Spring Jam was more artistic based. This one's, you know, got a variety of vendors, but just things to do while you're out there, you know. So always music going on. One of the new additions we're doing is we're bringing in three different women that are entertainers. They work with a company called Positive Eye or iRaise. And they're basically a dance troupe that does, so Abigail is one of the ladies, and Meg is one of the ladies, and Rachel. And they do hoop dancing. They put themselves in a cocoon, and they do, I don't even know what they call it, like flow dancing. They bring a big apparatus out to where they hang it, and they just do all kinds of aerial stunts. And then one of them will go off and do hula hoops. And we're hoping that they can do like a little poi fire show if Patrick Ranch is cool with it. They were last time.
Right. Fire dancing.
Just stuff that they can see. And then I got a juggler coming out there that juggles knives and the balloon, you know, guy that makes all the balloon stuff. His name's Balloon Mike. He's always out at the farmer's market. Just cool things to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got Michael coming doing balloons. We love that.
Yep. Yeah.
I've known him guy. For.
Yep. And then, of course, the stage, you know, the main stage. One of the things we noticed in our past events is we had three large bands, bigger name bands. And by the end of the show, people were, it was almost too many bands playing for too long. So now we got a DJ. So we're going to mix it up with a DJ playing dance music. Then we're going to put on one of these aerial dancers. Then the Pat Benatar band will come on for a couple hours. And in between her breaks, something will happen. Maybe the juggler will come on or something like that. And then we'll take another break, and the aerial dancers and the fire spinners or the hula hoops will come on. Then and the DJ will play some dance music again. And then the Boston tribute band will come on. Their name of that band is Long Time. And then after they're done, we'll have the DJ dance band or DJ, the dance DJ go on again. So we're trying to make it to where you know all these popular dance songs. You're in a concert with Boston Pat Benatar, and they're filling up every moment with activities and attractions.
Yeah, nice. And a little more of a festival than a concert set, like a full day of...
Absolutely. You know, we ask people to bring their lawn chairs. We've got a little VIP area. We actually have one of our local fraternities that's sponsoring part of the event, and they're coming. It's called Lambda Pi. They're coming out and just inviting their alumni to come to the event and just hanging out under their own tent. You know, so they're all there.
Yeah,
and that's not to mention the KZFR stage. You know, where we've got other entertainers like Yurkovic and the River Road Band, a couple of KZFR DJs, Max Minari. How do you say Max's last name?
I believe it is Minari.
Minari, Max Minari, and Loki Miller.
Yeah, Loki Miller Band's going to come play. We got a few more that we'll be tossing in here in the next couple of days. But yeah. We're excited about that. We're excited to be a part of it. And, KZFR will be on the second stage on the backside of the main building there, out where the vendors are. So plenty of room to roam, and should be a fun day.
And that's the cool thing, because like you got the big Patrick Ranch Museum right in the middle, But the KZFR stage, as you're walking over there, you go through a lot of the vendors, you go right by all the food trucks, and then music is playing from the KZFR stage. And if you just circle back around, you go to the Sierra Nevada Beer Garden, where there'll also be some wines and wine spritzers. That's where the gambling tables and the ping pong tables will be. We're looking at doing a cornhole tournament out there. Obviously, the big stage we talked about. And just a large number of activities and attractions that, you know, we hope and we've seen people get involved with, including one and maybe two dunk tanks. So August 20th is last year, it was really nice, like 85 degrees, but could be really, really a barn burner out there to where there's a big tank with water in it and people get in there and wait for their turn to get knocked in. So it's a way to get refreshed.
I kind of like that. That sounds like fun.
Until too many people walk in there that had grass on their feet or mud on their feet. And then it gets a little not cleanly, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, you'll have to have some kind of flush lever on there or something.
Right. Time to water the plants.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you guys, it definitely sounds like a three-ring circus effect approach. And I love it. That sounds like a full day of things. People can come out for the day. It's from 1 p.m. till 9. Is that right? 1 to 9 p.m.?
Actually, we shifted it to noon to 8 p.m.
Noon to 8. Okay.
Noonday. We're just going to start a little bit earlier and end a little earlier.
Yeah, I like that. You know,
let people get out and do their thing. And 8 hours is a long day, long event, and a lot of music and a lot of attractions. But, you know, we find people just loading up in the very beginning of the day and making it till the end. So
yeah, and I mean, it still gives you things to do on a Saturday night too, which is nice. So I like that. I think that's, you know, I think that's the model has kind of shifted to that. Like a lot of bands, I'm like, well, they're actually starting at 7 p.m., you know, and going till 10 instead of like they hit the stage at 9:30 and they play till 2,
right.
You know.
Right. And then everybody has to be geared up to get there. Now, that younger generation, that's cool with, but the older generation just gets harder and harder every time we got to get out there at 10 o'clock at night, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know about that, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. All right. Well, listen, I want to thanks. So let's mention some of your sponsors that help make this all possible.
Yeah. So the guys from Sierra Nevada Brewing have been just stellar. They've done nothing but help us, support us, help to promote us. So we love that. They're actually going to be releasing a new brew. It's called Liquid Hoppiness. Hmm. So that's a new release for them that's coming out that month. And so it's going to be there. So one of our big sponsors. The other one is Deer Creek Broadcasting that has KZAP and the Mix 95.1. They're our other radio station along with KZFR. And then we got Melton Design Group, which is actually my little brother that designed Wildwood Park and DeGarmo Park and the downtown plaza. So they're the ones in charge of that. And then Chico Solar Works, which is our solar company. Sure. Laco Engineers, the Printed Image, InterWest Insurance Services, and Xfinity Cell Phones, Cable, Internet. Along with a lot of other ones, but really the other ones I want to talk about are the ones that really we're giving back to. So this event is donates money to youth organizations. One of them is the Chico Rugby Foundation. They're obviously, you know, kids playing rugby. Another one is Hope Commons Church. We pay to have kids, or we donate money to have kids go to their camp, their summer camp. Then the Sunrise Rotary Club. They're all about helping youth literacy and helping kids read. Another one is the Seroptimus, and they're all about helping young ladies with empowerment programs. So those are just fantastic support groups and people we love to get back to and people that help us make this festival work. You know, between this one and Chico Spring Jam and this new one called Chicoberfest, which is our all-age Oktoberfest. The sponsors are just a huge part of helping us make it work, and we return with helping out these youth organizations with helping the kids a little bit.
Right on. Well, that's great, and it's great to see all these people come together and a lot of the sponsors you mentioned are also big, big supporters of ours and people we've been working with for years. So I know what it takes, and it's good for the community, and we're absolutely. So let's see. People want to get some information, tickets. We send them to the website.
There's another ticketing site they can go to, but I think it's best that they go to the website first and just look it over. And then there's two or three buttons on there that they can buy their tickets.
Okay. Is that the Blue Sky Festivals?
Yeah. Blue Sky Festivals and Events.com.
Gotcha. Blue Sky Festival and Events.com. Very
both
cool.
Both those are plural. So festivals and Events.com.
All righty. Well, thank you, Forrest, for taking time. And this afternoon, we're going to play this on Butte Views and Beyond. And
love it.
Have yourself a lovely afternoon. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it. And
all righty. Wrapping it up here on Butte Views and Beyond. Thanks for tuning in today. A lot of fun things coming up. Bicycle Music Festival this Saturday. Beck event. Chico Bicycle Music Festival. And then, of course, we got the NAMI event coming up in a couple weeks, and Summerfest coming up later in August. So thanks for tuning in, and thanks for being a part of everything. And, of course, the KGFR birthday party, we got to talk about that. August 6th at the Women's Club, no admission required. Just come on down 2 to 6. DJs, live music, KGFR fun. So come on out. We really appreciate you guys, and give you a little bash. All right, let's thank our underwriters. We want to thank you, the KGFR supporter, as well as D.A. Lampe Construction, a proud supporter of KGFR and Community Radio in Northern California. More information, visit D.A. Lampe, L-A-M-P-E, construction.com, and by Mountain Sports for over 45 years, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, backpacking, camping, traveling, and enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., 11 to 4 on Sunday. At 176 East 3rd Street, right here in downtown Chico. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Ray. I'll be back in a month. And if you're out and about and on the airwaves tomorrow, drop in to KCFR at 1 o'clock and catch me on Playing Dead. All right, thanks, everybody. Get ready for peanut butter and jelly time coming your way.